This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Two.
Arms Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in to the second hour of the weekend edition. We are starting our Traders Corner. We have, in our opinion, one of the best traders out there, Rick Ackerman. You know, rather than talk about what's going on necessarily in the markets as of this Labor Day weekend, by the way, on Labor Day, please do remember our veterans. Having said that, let's go back over the last, let's say, 60 days to 90 days as to what's happened in gold and what's happened in the conventional markets. And what can we deduce from that? How can we learn from the past about what could very possibly happen in the future?
First, let me give my traditional Memorial Day weekend warning. That is, the older we get, the more the time span between Memorial Day and Labor Day shrinks to almost nothing. So that the Labor Day, when Monday rolls around, you blink and it's going to be Labor Day. But coming around to the markets, we know that we're all going to be giddy and challenged to imagine what would possibly end this bull market at the very instant it's ending. And, of course, because we have that mindset of, you know, what could possibly end it, we won't recognize the beginning of the bear market when it happens.
Well, Rick, there have been a lot of people saying that ever since the all-time high was reached back in the early to mid part of 2015, we've been going through a rounded top, but recently we've had a nice comeback in the markets, again, still not at all-time highs. But what do you say to those people that comment on this is a rounded top and then we're going to be entering a slow but pretty methodical move down in the U.S. equity markets?
Well, every rounded top that ever has been became a consolidation when you had a breakout from that rounding top. You know, one man's top is another man's base. So we really don't know. And I have to say that even if the broad averages were to go to new record highs, not too far above where they're trading now, by the way, I'd be tempted to think it's a blow off. You know, we talked in the morning segment about a particular target that I have. This is for the E-mini S&Ps, and it's up around 2169, I believe it was. So that's about a 600 or 700 point Dow rally from here. And if the E-mini S&Ps can get above a key resistance associated with that target, I think we'll get there in short order.
So, Rick, do you have your subscribers playing the long end here with that goal of that higher target, which is an all-time high?
We play it both ways. You know, I tell them if we're shooting for a rally target and for perma bears, it's irresistible to keep trying to you just have to keep trying to pick tops. And, of course, you always hope you found the mother of all tops, but you know, it's obviously over the last 7 years we haven't found that mother. But so what we do is we try to catch a ride from the long side up to a target, and then we go short at the target with a pretty tight stop loss. And generally that's paid off. It allows you to kind of play the game, to have a little fun with the project of top picking, but to make a few bucks even if you're wrong. And we have a position like that on in a vehicle called Hedge, H-D-G-E, and it's an ETF vehicle that basically is it goes up when the stock market is going down. So we got in a few pennies off the low at around $10. It's a nice cheap vehicle to play as well. And, you know, with this big rally we've had in the stock market, HDGE has come off pretty hard. It topped a couple weeks ago at 11.13. It's now trading 10.51, but it could give up another 50 cents and we'd still be profitable. So we try to establish good entry positions, good entry prices on these rallies, and that's just the way it makes the game fun.
Well, the game is always fun. I want to make one comment, though, and it has to do specifically with precious metals. You know, we have seen since the first of the year a very interesting and kind of exciting, I would have to say, precious metals market with some increases. Now it looks like we're slackening off a little bit, perhaps not down to the level that we were when this whole thing started, but certainly possibly slacking off. As we mentioned in our daily editorial yesterday, I would have to say that being a fundamentalist, I think that the what's going on in the precious metals markets right now is going to reverse itself based on fundamentals, possibly. What are the technicals telling you, Rick?
I could give you little rallies. We're going to have a correction here in June COMEX gold. I've been looking for a correction down to about 2115. That's basis the June COMEX. And because that target has been breached today, I've got a new target of 1191. Typically what I do, these targets are what I call hidden pivot, in this case supports on a downtrend. And if a clear target, like the one I just mentioned at 1191, is breached, then I have to assume that that the downtrend will continue. So I sort of take it one hidden pivot support at a time here. And June COMEX currently 1213.50. It's going to a minimum 1201.97, or I guess we'd round that down to 1201.90. So that's a place where you could actually come in and buy it speculatively with the stop loss as tight as three ticks. But if it breaks that, what I call a secondary pivot, is going to 1191.10. And that would also be a very opportune buy to test the water, to come in and bottom fish with a tight stop.
So it continued, it sounds like, grind down for gold. Rick, my charts are showing me the same thing, albeit I think maybe when we kick off next week after Memorial Day, we might see a 1 or 2 day bounce simply because it's 8 trading days in a row that we have been down, and it's just kind of almost eventually due for a little bounce. Rick, what about the stocks, GDX, GDXJ, those ETFs that follow the gold mining stocks? They have been selling off, but a lot of the bulls out there still say that they're holding up there quite nicely. How do you feel?
I think they've actually stood their ground pretty well. I mean, yeah, GDX has come down hard, currently trading 22.65 off a high earlier in May at 26.17. So in percentage terms, it's been a pretty major sell-off. I'm using a target at, let me give you a good one here, 21.20 for GDX. So that's about 1.45 points below where we are now, but it looks like a good place to me to come in and try bottom fishing. But I think that the gold mining shares have shown pretty good resilience relative to the physical price.
Rick, having said that, if you don't mind, I want to change the subject just a little bit. We've got about a minute left here. I want to talk a little bit about a missive that Corey put up yesterday on our site, a tribute to veterans. This was in this case, it was a tribute to a veteran who was banged up almost beyond recognition in the Middle East, and how his wife stuck by him the whole time, and how he ended up on that. You know, you can say what you want about the military-industrial complex in the United States, and I know how I feel about it. I don't support that philosophy at all, but I got to tell you, the men and women who go over there to, in their minds, do good deeds for our country and do good deeds for the downtrodden, I have to say, let's not include them necessarily in the same universe as the military and industrial context. complex. They are not in it for the money. They are in it because they believe, and probably rightly so, that they are good Americans. We need to think about those people on this particular weekend. Memorial Day is an incredibly important holiday when you look at the devastation that some of the actions of the military industrial complex have placed upon some very, very brave Americans. Rick, thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Part two of Trader's Corner. We are chatting with Peter Brandt right now. Peter, when you and I and Corey were chatting off mic, you were saying that you feel one of the best trades that is going to happen over the next year or so is the U.S. dollar. Can you elaborate on that for us a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides to it. First, the chart side that I see. The other side is what I hear from my friends who follow these markets from a global macro point of view. And what I hear from them is that being short the U.S. dollar has been a very, very popular trade in recent years because of the carry nature of it. And the interest rates in foreign lands have exceeded the interest rate in the U.S. Of course, that's no longer true. It's reversed itself, but there's as much as $12 trillion on the short side of the U.S. dollar that's going to have to be covered at some point in time. Technically, I think it's just a monster buy. The market's in a major bull trend. In the monthly charts, we've been in a sideways trading range for 14 months. We formed what I call a rectangle. We had a huge bear trap here a couple of weeks ago, just a textbook bear trap. So I think the bears are trapped. You look at CFTC, Commitment of Traders data, it indicates that the commercials are enormous longs, the biggest longs they've ever been in the U.S. dollar index, that the hedge funds and the big traders have a record short position, and we've got a market that is increasing in value, which means to me like the big traders are going to have to cover. There's a lot of buying potential that is built up in this market, both technically and on a global macro scale. So I am a sizable long position in the dollar, looking for it to move back to 98 to 100, but long term to 108 to 120, I think it's going to be perhaps one of the most profitable trades I'll be engaged in the next 12 months.
Peter, I find those comments interesting. And all week on the market closes, I was on record saying that this bounce that we're having the last, let's say, 3 weeks in the U.S. dollar, this is something that is going to continue because we dropped down just below the lower part of the range that we've been in for a full year now. And this comeback that we are seeing, it is, I think, just picking up steam. Looking at the weekly chart, there looks to be a bit more room moving up. You said in around the 98 to 100, given all this buying that you think could come flooding in, could that happen very shortly, say in the next month?
Well, I don't know if it's going to happen in the next month, but I think you're right in observing that the declines we had in the first couple of days of May represented just such a classic bear trap. I mean, it'll go down in history as one of the classic bear traps in the futures markets. But I would think in the next 2 to 3, 4 months for sure we'll move back toward that 100 level. What happens up there remains to be seen at this point in time. I just think it's going to be a steady crawl up. We're going to have small reactions like we had yesterday, but that's about it. We had, you know, somewhere in the area of a 60-70 point break in the dollar index over a 2-day period. That's going to be about as much as we have. It's just too much buying pressure that's below the market. You have a lot of people doing what I call fishing behind the net. They want to buy the market, but they're not going to get the real break that they actually want to see to do so. So this is just a typical price action of a market that has had a bear trap. It's just going to be a steady rise, and at some point in time, it's going to force the shorts out. I think that will probably start happening in around 97.5, 98, and we'll see the market then trade back to the 100 level, and you know, we may be stuck there then for another few months before we start the climb again.
Peter, real quick, kind of from a selfish standpoint, how do you think the Canadian dollar is going to play in this? Because I know earlier this year you were on board with the Canadian dollar trade. I'm assuming if you're seeing the U.S. dollar run up to around 100 again, you think the Canadian dollar will fall?
Canadian was our second best trade of the year, and that was on the long side of futures. They're on the short side of the spot. I think spot Canadian at 130 level probably has some upside, which means the dollar becoming a little bit stronger against the Canadian back to 135, maybe 136. We have seen the worst in the Canadian dollar, and we're just retracing it. And so while the U.S. dollar will make new highs against a whole bunch of currency units, I don't see that happening against the Canadian.
Peter, let's get your comments on the gold sector right now. We're seeing a sell-off in gold. We're looking, well, we're very, very close to the $1,200 level. What's your outlook for the precious metal?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, on one hand, I called the bottom of the market quite well. On the other hand, I felt like the market was running into all kinds of problems because we saw a situation where we had a net record shorts on the part of the commercials, record net longs on the part of the long specs. And so there was just no buying reserve left. There was too many friends too quickly in the market. I see a settling back in here another $20, maybe $30 lower. But if we see big volume next week on a washout, I'm going to be very inclined to own gold if we can see gold back into the 1170 area.
You know, a lot of people are talking about the somewhere below 1200, like 1170, would be pretty a place to start accumulating again. I want to switch the conversation, though, kind of on the same subject, but really quickly, because we only have about 2 minutes left here, Peter. When you talk about a strengthening U.S. dollar, and you're certainly in that camp, you know, the average investor would probably say, well, the correlation, the inverse correlation between the U.S. dollar and gold doesn't really matter anymore. I would maintain that it does. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think correlations come and go, but you know, it's just all relative. Each of those is relative to a whole bushel basket of other things. I think there have certainly been times in history where we've seen strong dollar, strong gold. We've seen the inverse of that recently, but that doesn't mean it can remain that way. You know, gold is just simply another currency. And so you can look at it and you can say what might be the strongest currency in the world. You know, if gold finds a bottom in here and increases in its value, all that means is that gold is the strongest currency in the world. But the U.S. dollar can certainly be the number two.
Oh, I think that's a very good point, Peter. And I think recently this inverse relationship has been on the table simply because, well, the U.S. dollar has been falling pretty much for the whole 2016, albeit in a choppy manner, and now it's starting to turn. And what did we see? We saw gold appreciate in the very beginning part of this year and move sideways. I still think long-term this gold chart does look good. When you go back to the larger long-term charts, there isn't that much damage that has been done. And even moving down to 1170, even 1150, there's still a nice uptrend that has been developing. But this short-term pain might go on for a little bit longer, and I'm definitely going to be curious to see what happens in June, because with the Fed meeting, the Brexit vote, there's a lot of news stories that could move these markets. Peter, great chatting with you. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. We are back from Trader's Corner. Having said that, we have Dana Lyons with us right now. Dana, I want to talk a little bit about looking at the market, which Corey and I do every day from a technical standpoint. As you and I and Corey were chatting off mic, we were talking about how, from a fundamental standpoint, perhaps over the last long period of time, people would simply have not invested in the market. I believe in the old Chinese saying, crisis there is opportunity. I think there is opportunity here right now, but I know you guys made a rather interesting prediction about where this market was going to go based on your technicals. You and your dad are basically master technicians. Tell us a little bit about where you thought this market was going to go and how it turned out.
Let's say about a month ago, or maybe 6 weeks ago, you were suggesting that, you know, the post-February rally was getting a little bit tired, a little exhausted, and running into some resistance. And at that point, we suggested the best way out of that malaise and to extend the rally further indefinitely would be if the former laggards of the market, quote-unquote, would actually start participating in the rally as well, rather than just the old defensive leaders that were still leading the way. If they were able to break out, that might be able to provide the rally the needed new fuel to perpetuate the rally even further. And what we saw was in the next week or two, we saw breakouts among things like international markets, global markets, high beta stocks. The oil and material stocks broke out above key resistance. So this new blood in the market kind of extended, gave it some fresh fuel to perpetuate the rally. We saw the market pop higher for a couple weeks into mid-April. And we also saw positive things in the area of breadth with the NYSE advanced decline line going to new highs, which on a cyclical basis, the advanced decline line has always topped out prior to the S&P 500. So by nature of that going to new high, it suggested perhaps new highs in the S&P 500 eventually before the final top. So we had these positive developments about a month ago, 6 weeks to a month ago, which extended our expected lifeline of the rally. Now, since then, over the subsequent month or so, we've had a pullback, and it is common to see over the last few years, any breakout or breakdown will typically, you know, in the old days, quote-unquote old days, we used to see breakouts and breakdowns keep running and be predictable and persisting their breakout higher or breakdown lower. In recent years, we've seen the propensity of breakouts to come back and test the area from which they broke out, and that's exactly what we saw. So I think the last time we spoke a couple weeks ago, we saw those previous lagging areas like high beta, global markets, oil materials, even bank stocks come back and test those key breakout levels of the former resistance areas that they had surmounted some 6 weeks ago that really gave the market a boost. So our thought was a couple weeks ago that if successful in that test, and we assumed it would be successful until it failed, if successful, we could see, you know, a bounce from that general area and another push higher in the market. And the last two or three days have gone a long way in seeing that call come to fruition. As you know, we've seen the global markets, the high beta stuff, materials, energy, all these areas have had nice sizable bounce. Even the small mid caps have had a nice bounce off of those previous breakout areas. And in our view, as of right now, it seems like a successful test of that area and bodes well for this rally extending further. Just yesterday, we saw the NYSE advanced decline line go to a new high again. So we're seeing from a technical basis a lot of positive developments over the last couple of days in terms of the prospects of this rally, whereas maybe 2 weeks ago when we spoke, it was, you know, up in the air. It was kind of a do-or-die moment, and things look much brighter after the last few days.
Well, Dana, when I've been looking at my charts throughout this week, they've looked quite good, and I guess that I'm in kind of the same book, same page as you, saying that these markets could continue higher. I also posted one of your articles earlier on this week talking about the large cap stocks, more specifically, I believe the Russell 50, the largest mega cap stocks out there. These are helping to drive the market too, kind of, which goes back to when the market last reached its last all-time high. It was big cap stocks that continue to move the markets higher. Why do you think that's happening right now?
I hate to jinx us right now, but we're really seeing, which the breakout in the advanced decline line would hit that, we're seeing very positive breadth across the board, and we're seeing the last few days we saw it led the market led by small and mid caps. From a longer term perspective, the large caps are still in a very good position technically. We're seeing kind of a barbell approach here. We've got the large caps on one hand, from a longer term perspective, still positioned quite well, and we have a resurgence in the smaller Russell 2000 small cap, the mid caps, some of the broader indexes. We're seeing a resurgence there, so it's almost across the board we're seeing positive developments, and along those lines, we're also seeing, you know, you have the defensive sectors that have led the move over the last couple of years, the staples, utilities, those types of things. Those, from a longer perspective, those are still hanging in well. The high yield equity type stocks that really like the low interest rates, those are still hanging in well. On the other hand, you have the mean reversion trade that is still moving well in the materials and the energy and the gold stocks, despite the recent pullback. So you've got positive developments on both sides of the spectrum that are really they combine to make pretty bright prospects for the continuation of this rally, at least in the near term. And specifically the Russell 50 index that you mentioned, we put a post, and we thank you for sharing the post a couple days ago, on supposed triple top that we're seeing in the Russell 50 mega cap index. And from our perspective, triple tops don't usually end up working out as triple tops. Then typically you'll see them break out to the upside. Typically they're continuation patterns. So from our perspective, well, the term triple top sounds nice and sounds scary. Typically it doesn't pan out that way. And from our view, it would be more likely to form a top if it would actually move out and break out to a new high and have at least a bit of a run first and then come back and fail that triple top level. And then you'd be looking at a more convincing top, but we're not convinced right now.
Hey, you folks are offering a trial situation to veterans in honor of Memorial Day weekend coming up. We do have some information on the site on that, those of you who may want to take advantage of it. What's it all about, my friend?
First of all, our subscription site is my401kpro.com, and what it is it provides some of the active risk management tools that we use in our business and provides it online at an affordable cost for retirement investors. And what we just wanted to say thank you to those in the armed services and those who served in the armed services, especially those and who paid the ultimate sacrifice, and the family of those that paid the ultimate sacrifice in the service of our country. So any armed forces, current or past, doubling the length of our trial subscription to My401k Pro right now from 3 months to 6 months. So it's just a small token of thanks for everything that the servicemen and women have done in protecting our country. So we thank them.
Dana, I have to say, it's a fantastic offer. We appreciate you sharing that with us. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome in. Time to wrap up the weekend show with our friend, the president of the Mises Institute, and our golfing buddy, Jeff Deist. You know, Jeff, Corey and I attended the Mises Conference in Seattle last week, had a chance to shake the hands of some of you folks out there who listen to our show in the Seattle area. We appreciate you coming to the conference. I want to say this is one of the most valuable Saturdays I have ever spent in my life. Now, Jeff and I and Corey and Noah played golf on Sunday, the next day at Rainier Country Club in Seattle. That was not one of the most valuable days of my life. Probably not Jeff's either, to say the least, but we all had a good time. Jeff, in your speech that we have put up on the website yesterday, Friday, I'd like you to talk about that. The name of the speech, really not the official name, but what I called it was monetary hedonism. And you brought up one point, and that is no society in history has ever done what the United States is doing right now. And I got to tell you, it's very frightening where this could lead us. You want to elaborate?
Well, it's true. No society has spent so much more than it brings in revenues, at least at the government level, although individuals and businesses and households are amassing debt as well. And no society has created money, at least in this case, base money, as rapidly as the U.S. has with our central bank. Basically, the amount of base money, which is actual U.S. dollars in physical circulation, plus bank reserves, commercial bank reserves with the Fed, has more than quadrupled since the 2008 crash. We went from less than $1 trillion to more than $4 trillion on the Fed's balance sheet. Now, that doesn't directly relate to or create the money supply itself, but what it does do is it wildly and rapidly expands what we would call base money, the monetary base. This is the base upon which commercial banks conduct their business and lend out money. So this is really unprecedented in the sense we've never seen any currency, or at least the base of that currency, be inflated this quickly. In just a matter of 7 years, it has been quadrupled. So we don't know exactly how that's going to shake out. We can theorize about how it might, but none of the scenarios for the future are rosy. In other words, bad things happen when you create money, expand money much more rapidly than the amount of goods and services available in an economy are expanding. So this is a very dangerous time for America. And, of course, what the Fed is doing goes hand in hand with what Congress is doing, because how else would Congress be able to spend so far beyond what it takes in tax revenues each year? We're not quite at where we used to be, which is $1 trillion of new debt added every year, but we're still adding about $500 billion. And with some of the future entitlement expectations, although that number is the amount of debt is increasing at a slower pace right now, it's going to start to accelerate again. So we've got huge unfunded liabilities in our future, and we've got a huge question mark about what's going to happen to the U.S. dollar in our future as a result of the Fed. I think it was helpful and interesting for the people who were in attendance in Seattle last weekend to just sort of lay it out on paper and put it up there visually in graphical form so we understand where we are.
Jeff, there are a number of good talks that we heard at that Mises Circle, but as you just mentioned, you put this stat on paper, this growing debt, and I believe there's even the monetary supply growth. You put this in charts, and those stuck out in my head, not because I hadn't seen them before, but just because of the steepness of the curve. It's just been essentially put into hyperdrive in almost a straight line fashion. What is your takeaway from, as we move closer to the election and even throughout the rest of this year, any changes that could be made to the actual system or policies, what have you, that would at least slow this move down?
Well, there doesn't appear to be much on the horizon. Central bankers have been pretty honest, really, over the last couple of years that they're not exactly sure what to do. They're in this kind of no man's land with the term is pushing on a string, where further relaxation or easing of monetary policy doesn't seem to have any stimulative effect on the economy or on GDP. But yet any tightening frightens them because it risks sending what anemic growth we might have into a tailspin. Jim Grant, who knows far more about these matters probably than just about anyone alive, said the other day that he doesn't think the Fed will raise interest rates in June, and he doesn't think that they will tighten or lay off their quantitative easing program, which is in about its 10th incarnation now. So I think that the powers that be will kick the can down the road and continue with the status quo and hope that that lasts beyond the election at least. And when you said that the graph seemed to be going almost vertically after the crash of 08, that's absolutely true. In other words, there is this mania among central bankers that deflation is ever and always a dragon that must be slayed. And so after this terrible crash of 2008, they decided that the solution was to reinflate bubbles, whether those were equity prices or housing prices or whatever it might be, no matter what the cost. And if that means quadrupling the Fed's balance sheet, a balance sheet that took almost 100 years to generate up until then, if that means quadrupling it in just 7 years, so be it. We will do anything in our power to prevent deflation. And that's what they've done, and that's what they will continue to do through the election. But do they know? Are the people who run the Fed somehow that much more brilliant than other economists or even lay people? The answer is no. And they don't know exactly what the future holds. They don't know exactly what they're doing. And we're going to see if this all holds through the fall, because the fall, usually September, October, historically is when equity markets have had their roughest times. You think about the crash of both of 2008, but also of 1987. So it would be a very interesting twist if we had something like that just a month or two prior to a national presidential election. But my suspicion is that they will work very hard to prevent that by further rounds of quantitative easing and by also keeping interest rates where they are.
Now, one thing I want to bring out that I think is really important, and I'm not talking down to anybody when I say this, but a lot of people really don't realize the gravity of this problem. All you have to do is realize the exponential vertical growth on a chart of the money supply on the one hand and of the Fed's balance sheet on the other hand. They are both at historically high levels. Now, the way that occurs isn't by an increase in revenue. It's by an increase in printing money. You know, the way it works is the federal government issues debt, the banks buy the debt, and then the federal government, in essence, simply just prints up dollars out of nowhere to pay off the debt, and consequently you get a hugely inflated money supply. You know, that doesn't work. It's basically living on debt, as most Americans know, simply does not work. For most Americans who try that, the end is abysmal. Generally, basically, declaring bankruptcy, putting it in simplistic terms. I would have to say that the odds of that happening to the United States are probably much better than 50% at this point, Jeff.
Well, certainly. The difference between individuals and households and the Fed and the U.S. federal government, it really is twofold. One is that the Federal Reserve has the ability to create money and print physical money, but also create electronic money ad infinitum, which means in theory they've always got the money to pay. The question is whether that the money they pay is worth anything. And number two, U.S. federal government has a military, which implicitly and sometimes explicitly backs up the might of our dollar. They also have the benefit of the ineptitude of other central banks around the world. The Bank of Japan, the ECB, etc., have committed their own gross errors, which means that for now the dollar remains the prettiest girl at the dance. But you're absolutely right. I mean, bankruptcy in any meaningful sense of the word, I think, is something we have to really consider. And for me, I don't consider the government's debt or the government's dollar a reflection on the American people. I consider those things to be outside of the American people. I consider that, you know, a bankruptcy of the U.S. federal government to be a healthy thing. It can't pay the entitlements it says it's going to pay. And as a result, it's underwater and it needs to cut its spending or sell assets or do the exact same things a business would have to do if it was underwater.
Well, Jeff, this point was addressed a couple times during that Mises Circle, and I think your comments on the Fed being able to print money and the backing of a very strong military does have to play into many people's assessments when they are throwing out that bankruptcy term for a country such as the U.S. Jeff, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Again, I highly recommend everybody go check out our website. On Friday, we posted Jeff's introductory speech for the Mises Circle. It was a very enjoyable time, and we thank you very much for the invite. Jeff, I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend's show. We're going to be back with you next weekend. In the meantime, come visit our website for some daily editorials.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.